respond to a Russian threat? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is a big question as we await President Biden about to address the United Nations General Assembly in New York. He's just arrived there with a big focus on what happened in February.
Ukraine was invaded illegally in an unprovoked way.
And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells Fox the president will call for more global support for Ukraine to fight back and further condemn Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
He's definitely under more pressure now, internally and externally. And he doesn't have a whole lot of sympathetic ears in Russia or elsewhere around the world. That's clear. And I think it's also increasingly clear to Mr. Putin that he's not doing well in Ukraine.
This after the Russian president issued a partial mobilization, calling up as many as 300,000 reserve soldiers after a Ukrainian counteroffensive drove Russian forces back from areas they'd taken over in the invasion. Putin also hinted he could use nuclear weapons.
And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction.
Now, Iran's president told the UN this morning the U.S. trampled on Iran's international nuclear deal by pulling out, which led to Iran violating the terms. President Biden is trying to get the U.S. back into that agreement. 3 years in prison. That's the sentence Thomas Lane got this morning in Minneapolis, one of the four fired police officers implicated in George Floyd's much-protested 2020 death. Lane was a rookie on his fourth day on the job when Derek Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck. Chauvin was convicted of murder. Lane pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting manslaughter and appeared at the hearing today via video from a federal prison camp. He's already serving 2+ years for violating Floyd's civil rights. The Federal Reserve will try again today to reduce inflation, to fight to save us money.
Interest rates on credit cards will go up. Adjustable rate mortgages will be adjusted up. The cost of a new loan for a house or a car, that will go up.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. The rate hike today expected to be 0.75%. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies' semi-annual sale has arrived, and it's time to upgrade to the latest business technology. Save big on laptops and desktops with Windows 11 Pro. Plus, get amazing deals on server, storage, and cloud solutions, as well as top work accessories, including docks, monitors, and more. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for special business offers during our semi-annual sale.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stool? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. A new project has been happening in Yuma and Somerton. A multi-million dollar project will make drivers go faster. An official for the project says that the extension will stretch for roughly 4 miles. Learn more about the project at YumaDailyNews.com. Arizona has been expected to grow from 5 million to almost 8 in 40 years. Around 67% of the projected population growth in the metro areas is the 17th highest of all 384 U.S. metro areas. Read more about the growth at YumaDailyNews.com. General elections are coming up. Are you registered to vote? Yuma County has been reminding the community about registering to vote. The deadline to register is October 10th. More info, YumaDailyNews.com. The Padres are in Petco Park playing the Cardinals. Today's game is at 1:10. Tomorrow, the Padres are off to Denver to play the Rockies. Padres are still second in the NL West. Listen to the games live on 560 KBLU and get the latest Padres news at YumaDailyNews.com. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Election year milk. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Duke the Pug will soon turn 20, which is pretty good for a dog breed that averages 11 years. When Duke was 13, he lost a lot of hair, had a hard time getting up for a walk, and his bowel movements were not very moving. We started making his food instead of buying it. We cook up a big batch of rice, chicken, broccoli, carrots, and turmeric, freeze meal-sized batches, and thaw them at mealtime. We also sprinkle Arthrodex on each meal. Arthrodex is a complete blend of plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes formulated to make old dogs young again. And it does. Duke the Pug does have his problems, but he has all his hair, loves daily walks, and has no problems with his movements. breakfast is at 7, and if it's not there by 7:01, we all hear about it. Make your old dog young again. Pick up Arthrodex at NutriensToGo.com. And while you're at it, make yourself young again with a Healthy Body Start Pack. NutriensToGo.com. NutriensToGo.com.
The recent raid of Amos Miller's Amish farm by armed federal agents for the crime of selling raw milk sparked a milk fight across the nation's political media. Tucker Carlson told viewers of his right-leaning Fox News show, maybe if Miller promises to put more chemicals in the milk to turn kids trans, they'll lay off him. But attorney Stephen LaFuente told the left-leaning Daily Beast, the stuff that Amos has done, he should have been in jail a long time ago. Question, which do you think is most likely to drink raw milk? Democrats or Republicans?
The way we use electricity and the way we get charged is changing and will continue to change. That's why I love talking about my Rheem heat pumps and air conditioners. The new Rheem equipment are built with electrical demand in mind, in ACs, heat pumps, and furnaces. If you're in the market for a new AC or heat pump, call Air Central Heating and Cooling, your local Rheem dealer.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acuba.com.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm the executive director of the chamber, and of course, as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning, we have Wendy Stewart from Edward Jones. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I've just been getting treated to their conversations about their e-bikes this morning. And so...
It's the new thing for me and Wendy both, so... We don't care about anything else, so anything you're going to talk about, we're just going to kind of doze off.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. I'm guessing that is not going to happen because I even noticed that Wendy wore purple today. I'm guessing that was intentional.
We're here kind of showing purple to support the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's.
And, you know, my son did that last year, and because we've been impacted by Alzheimer's. Do you know anybody?
Everybody knows someone.
Exactly.
We all do. And I think my dad was suffering.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was more than just forgetting his keys.
Right.
I was going to move him to Yuma before he passed. And he had brain cancer, which may have had some effects, too. That was
connected. Yeah.
But we all know other people that are going through it. It changes. Mm-hmm. It's hard for families to deal with.
Well, Wendy, I don't know if I told you the story, I mean, because we see each other, you know, but we have family friends, and I'm not going to name names for obvious reasons, but we have family friends that we've been golfing with for years, and they came to visit us in Yuma, and we went to go golfing.
Right.
And the wife and I usually ride in the cart together, and we have a great time, and we were on hole number one, and she went to hit the ball, and she didn't know what club to use.
Okay.
And then we got out to the green, and I'm like, hey, you know, said her name, grab your putter, let's go on the green. And she didn't know which club was her putter. And we've been golfing
she's having some troubles.
So it was obvious to us to the point where, you know, we said something to the husband and said, okay, and he's like, yeah, you're taking to the doctor. And they keep saying nothing's wrong. I'm like, no, something's wrong. I mean, something is wrong. We ended up, and so I told them, we called the daughter. I mean, because these are family friends that my husband's been friends with since he was a kid. And you know, we called the daughter and said, hey, you need your mom checked out. I mean, she did eventually get a diagnosis of something that is very Alzheimer's similar,
and I know the science on it is in its infancy.
It is, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's still some things that they can do to help mitigate it and make it stop.
Yeah,
they've come out with some new treatments, and they are, you know, obviously research and experimental, but every day we learn something a little bit more, and that's the point of the Walk to End Alzheimer's across the country, is to support that research, but also to support the caregivers.
Right.
Giving them some information, giving them an outlet. Much to your story, on my own team, one of my teammates, she unfortunately lost her sister and her 50s.
Oh, wow.
Which is very
so young.
Very, yes. Yeah, so,
it feels like it's getting younger to me every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a trend in our communities? I mean, in the United States, is it becoming more prevalent?
It's very unusual for that young, but it is growing, yes. I mean, in terms of the certain population, it is growing. Right now, there are 6 million people in the United States that have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
We think that number is much higher. In Arizona, 150,000 people are also diagnosed right now. And we think that number will rise to 200,000 by 2025. So I think there's a lot of undiagnosed, much like maybe
right.
your golf mate, who you're with somebody all the time. Maybe you think it's just forgetfulness, or maybe it's just aging, but Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging.
And I know they're working on identifying causalities, and I think that's in its emphasis, too.
Right, yes. I was reading this morning from the Alzheimer's Association, you know, what are the causes of?
Yeah.
And there's just so many different components to it. It could be your genetics, it could be what we consume, it could be what's in the air. So they're trying to figure that
and
out.
And it's all the could-be's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no, definitely don't do this or something. I mean, we don't have that.
Point.
And if they know it, they're not telling us.
Yep, not at this point, no.
No, other than I do know, I had an uncle die from Alzheimer's. And so his kids are watching for it, because I do know that there is at least, for some people, a genetic component.
I don't want them to watch me for it, because every time I forget something, I say, see.
Well, and
you don't know where you put your keys. Well, God, I've been doing that since I was 16.
I know. And that is the problem. You start to question yourself. Oh, my gosh, is it, because as you get older, sometimes you do forget a little bit more, and... 16, I'm not so sure. But
I don't really question myself. I know it's everybody else around me.
Of course.
Can't be me.
Because we all walk into a room and go, oh my gosh, I forgot what I came into this room for.
Right.
I had meningitis. I was 10, 15 years old.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, it was terrible. And I actually came, I had to keep working. I had to stay busy because, I knew I was having headaches and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and I had already been diagnosed. But I wanted to come to work. I had to stay busy. I would come into work here, and I would do a story on something. 5 minutes later, I'd do the same story.
Oh, wow.
And then 5 minutes later, I'd do the same story. My wife actually started coming in with me because she couldn't talk to me about not doing it.
Wow.
And as soon as I did a story, she would take the paper away.
Mm, yeah.
So, but I was broadcasting fine. Muscle memory and everything was fine. I just couldn't remember.
And
I was doing it. So, and at the time, I was kind of like, you're wrong. I didn't see how I was being affected. So I was absolutely able to put those shoes on for a while, even though it was temporary, and realize that I thought it was everyone else.
Right.
And I
think sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, is
right.
admit that maybe there is something there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially maybe from the caregiver standpoint or the spouse, standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There are 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's. I wrote those down if you want me to tell you.
Oh, let's see how many of them I got. Let's do the check off list.
One is memory loss that disrupts your daily life. Challenges in planning or solving problems. 3, difficulty completing familiar tasks at home, at work, or at leisure. Confusion with time or places. 5, trouble understanding visual images and spatial relations. 6, there's new problems with words and speaking or writing. 7, misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps, which we know that's a common thing when we do
mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm glad that that's together because I do misplace things, but I am able still to retrace my... Okay, good.
So
good.
Is that all of them?
Number 8 is decrease or poor judgment. Number 9 is withdrawal from work or social activity. And number 10 is changes in mood and personality. And I do have a friend, her father is really battling this right now, and you can really see that withdrawal aspect of it. It's so sad. Well,
and our friend, we've seen her now since then, after her diagnosis, and we've seen her since then, and it was really hard because we were having lunch, and she used to be so social, and like, she was one of those people, like me, where you can't get the word in edgewise, you know? And
part of that, I'm sure, is you get... And there's so many people that go, are you okay?
Right.
You know, and I would withdraw after that even. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just treat me normal.
Yeah.
And I grew a real empathy for that after suffering that short battle. But I understand that you don't, you know, you can tell, like, if you go to the doctor and they walk in a certain tone, you go, oh, my God, I got cancer. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to have that look at you every day. Like there's something wrong with you.
Right. That's understandable. And I don't even know if somebody who's in that stage can really even understand the look that somebody's giving them. Maybe they might not understand.
I don't know, but there's a reason they withdraw. They withdraw because it's become uncomfortable at some level.
Right.
And I couldn't tell you what that is. But but for me, I would get disturbed when people kept asking me if I was okay. Mm-hmm. Are you on? I said, I'm fine. What are you talking about? And it's because I didn't really recognize my complete problem.
True.
And I didn't want to deal with it, but, you know, I wasn't smart enough to withdraw.
I think that's one of the hardest things, though, with any type of anything going, there's anything going wrong with your brain, you don't recognize yourself, but we need to take a break. So you're listening to Steamer Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
The break from typical September heat is coming to an end, and it's doing so just in time for the weekend. We've got some much warmer weather this weekend. Now today, we've got a few clouds and one or two thundershowers, not a lot of rain, and temperatures still just slightly below average, 98 today. Tomorrow, though, a sunny, dry day, 99. Friday, near 100. Saturday's even warmer, 104 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Carrie Smith from the Weather Channel.
It might be hard to imagine, but there's a place where you can find a restaurant on every corner. A place where you can eat like a king for as little as a dollar. It might be hard to imagine, but this is the same place where the school lunches aren't just delicious. They're themed with palate pleasers like mozzarella stick Mondays, taco Tuesdays, and French Fridays. Heck, even pizza counts as a vegetable here. This is a place where the fast food just keeps getting faster. You can even order delivery right from your video game console. And how's the food, you ask? Well, it is to die for. You don't believe us? Just ask the friends and family of the 300,000 who did last year. Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. Population 115 million and getting bigger by the day. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobesity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
Arizonans are facing big challenges these days. Rising costs at the grocery store, the gas pump, and the pharmacy. That's why Mark Kelly is doing whatever it takes in Washington to bring down costs, even when it means standing up to his own party. The son of two police officers, Mark grew up in a house where money was tight. He knows what it means for Arizonans when everyday items cost more. Thanks to Mark Kelly's work, Medicare will finally negotiate down prescription drug prices. Less money spent at the pharmacy means more money stays in your pocket. Mark is leading the effort to cut red tape for truckers and ease supply chain issues. And he's pushing for more domestic oil production to bring down gas prices. Because Mark knows that for a lot of people, every little bit counts right now. Senator Mark Kelly, looking out for Arizona, fighting for us.
I'm Mark Kelly, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mark Kelly for Senate.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying.
I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. Helpkidstoday.org.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director, and of course in the studio of Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
I don't know, I'm having trouble with me today, apparently.
Uh-oh.
It's on the list. I'm like, Wendy?
Number seven.
and we have Wendy Stewart with Edward Jones, but we're talking Alzheimer's, not finance today. So Wendy, why are we talking Alzheimer's today?
So we are talking about Alzheimer's and the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's, which will be here in Yuma on Saturday, November 12th. And we're looking for more teams and more sponsors to sign up. If you would like some information on how to sign up a team, you can email me at wendy.steward, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, at edwardjones.com, and I can send you the link to sign up. And right now, we are about halfway through our goal already.
Really?
For the local walk, so we're very excited about that. Just would love to see some more sponsors. If we could really push towards that goal, it would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. So what is your goal?
The goal for the walk is $50,000.
Okay. And do we normally meet that goal?
We normally, even with COVID, I think we were very close to meeting some of those goals. So they're going to increase the goal. So it wasn't the same goal 2 years ago, but we increased it this year, and it looks like we're on our way to meet that. But again, would love to have more people there. So support my team, the Edward Jones and the Stewart team. We are also doing some fundraisers. So this Thursday, we are doing a restaurant takeover at Weezy. Weezy was very generous with some of their fundraiser takeovers. Mm-hmm. So we get a large proceeds that night. So if you want to come support us, that is a great way to do it.
Perfect. I'm like, oh, yeah, Weezy's. I've been to a lot of fundraisers at Weezy. They seem like they do them pretty regularly, which is awesome. I mean,
yes.
What a great way to be a community partner and to bring people out. I mean, Weezy's is an amazing restaurant out in Foothills. So.
Yes, they are, and owned by, you know, three local ladies, yes. And they are just very generous with community events.
So, Wendy, why are you doing this?
I'm doing this. My father-in-law was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Everybody on our team has had somebody who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So we're doing this just in honor of those people who are diagnosed currently and those that we have lost. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that Alzheimer's is very prevalent in some of the top deaths that are listed in the state. So between 2000 and 2019, deaths from heart disease decreased by 7.3%, while deaths from Alzheimer's increased 145%.
I mean, that is crazy.
Phenomenal.
Did they say, I mean, I realize that you're reading up on all of this, you know, but do they say in, like, articles as far as where the increase, what they think causes that? Because that's a huge increase.
It is a very big increase, and I think it goes back to kind of what Russ mentioned earlier. You know, do we know what causes Alzheimer's, and we're still trying to figure that out. We know what causes, you know, heart disease, right? We know some of the things that we can take to prevent that. But with Alzheimer's, with our baby boomer generation becoming, you know, one of the bigger generations that are retiring and aging, you know, there's just a lot out there that, again, are we diagnosing it better, but then we have a very large population that are, you know, that could be fitting that category.
But I would think if it was that, just logically, then we'd see heart disease also increasing, because as our population is aging,
right.
We're going to see more of everything. So if heart disease is going down,
Our seniors today are actually way more active.
They are, very much.
Than the seniors of yesterday. So not to say that that doesn't make that, you know, everything will decrease, but we did actually a survey, Edward Jones and AgeWave, and Alzheimer's was the number one thing that our clients were feared more so than cancer and heart disease. So again, I think we're more active in that population, which hopefully has decreased some of the other things out there. But with Alzheimer's, you know, it has not shown up going down.
I can see that. I would be afraid. I'm more afraid of Alzheimer's than I am of heart disease and cancer, I think.
I'm afraid of all of it. What do you mean?
Okay. but I feel like heart disease is like, okay, well, I can eat better and I can exercise and I can, I mean, I feel like it's the loss of control. And not that you have any control over heart disease or cancer either, but cancer, at least there's treatments and different things like that. And not, there are treatments for Alzheimer's, but exactly, you lose yourself. Mm-hmm. With cancer, it's horrible. I mean, though I work, most people know, I've mentioned it, that I worked hospice and home health for a couple of years. And so I've seen, you know, especially cancer and Alzheimer's, because those are two very prevalent illnesses in our care. But I think it would be easier for me to deal with the physical decline than it would be for me to deal with the mental decline. And I don't know why I feel that way, but I do.
And that's what we found in our survey, was very much so. So they, you know, I think it's like you said, the fear of losing yourself, the fear of perhaps the burden that you might be on yourself or your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fear of where you might end up ultimately. So, you know, there's just a lot of unknown. So again, you know, these fundraisers are very important for us to be able to, you know, put more money into research. Edward Jones has pledged to raise $50 million with an estimated 150,000 walk participants for the Alzheimer's Association by the end of 2025. So that would mark our 10-year investment to the largest ever pledged by a corporate partner to the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, because Edward Jones is a sponsor nationally.
Nationally, yes.
Right, of the whole thing.
Yes, and locally, one of our offices is the director of the Alzheimer's, Walk to End Alzheimer's here.
Right.
So we're very much all engaged. Each of our branches has committed to help out.
Perfect. So if I wanted to get a team, join a team, I mean, how do I mean, I was, you know, when my son wanted to do it last year, I called up, you know, not like I didn't know a lot of people with teams, you know, called up somebody and said, hey, my son wants to walk in Alzheimer's, and she walked me through it, but not everybody knows somebody who already has a team. What do I do if I want to do it?
That's a great question. So if you want to learn the steps of how to set up a team, just like I said, send me an email. I'd be happy to help out.
Wendy, what's your email address?
Wendy.Stewart@edwardjones.com, or you can go to alz.org/YumaWalk. But if you're somebody that's not really familiar with how that might work, you can give us a call and we'd be happy to walk you through it. I also want to mention that one of our branches is taking over the movie theater on October 29th, and we're going to show a new movie that stars George Clooney and Julia Roberts.
Oh, I know that movie.
Yes,
yeah.
Tickets to Paradise.
Yeah.
And it will be a matinee, so
okay.
That you can still, you know, have your Halloween events at the end of the day.
Right.
But it will be on October 29th, and $10 of our proceeds will go directly to the Alzheimer's Association.
So $10 per ticket?
Per ticket.
Okay.
So the tickets are $25. That includes your entry, drinks, and popcorn. And like I said, the additional proceeds will go to our...
So Wendy, I need to know what time that is, because we might have our own event that day.
It is at 1:30. I know.
Oh,
it is
no.
An early matinee, and it does. The Chamber's got an amazing expo coming up.
I know.
Well.
Like, oh,
lots of activities that day.
Do you think anyone would notice I snuck out early and went to the movies? Come on.
They might notice.
Yeah, they might notice. Oh, man.
I know. That's a busy weekend of activities.
It is a very busy weekend of activities. But you know what? It always amazes me when people say, I don't know what to do in Yuma. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my weekends, I don't know what not. I have to pick what not to do,
exactly.
Especially this time of year. It's event season. I refer to it as event season.
the launch of events.
I know what you need to do.
I need to take a break, don't I?
There you go.
Okay, well, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
At Doctors Without Borders, we believe the best medical care knows no boundaries. So when our streets emptied and we sheltered in place, we went to work. The pandemic overwhelmed even the most advanced healthcare systems in the world and made existing humanitarian crises worse. This virus knows no borders, but neither do we. We responded to the pandemic around the world, including right here in the United States. From the Navajo Nation to Southwest Florida to New York City, our teams raced to train health workers and vaccinate those in need. And we couldn't have done this work without our 6 million supporters who stepped up in this time of crisis. Independent and impartial, we bear witness to suffering and respond by delivering medical care where it's needed most. We are Doctors Without Borders.
Alexander Ford, Yuma's locally owned and operated dealership, voted Yuma's Best, wants to be your choice in 2022. With planting season upon us and school starting, now's a great time to visit us in person or online. With over 300 new vehicles on the way, choose from Super Duty, F-150, Maverick, Ranger, Expedition, Explorer, Escape, EcoSport, or on the off-road with the all-new Bronco and Bronco Sport. Rates as low as 0%, the time has never been better to drive yours home today. For a difference you can count on, Bill Alexander Ford.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995.
My name is Andrea Delzal, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old.
I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help, but please, ask first.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that I've actually got everything under control.
I think people get nervous. They don't know how to act, so they pretend I'm not there.
What probably bothers me the most is when waiters talk to my companion and not directly to me.
I think everyone with a disability can relate to that parking spot problem.
We know you're just parking in a disabled spot for a second, but please, don't.
We're just looking for the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
United Spinal Association is dedicated to enhancing the quality of life of people living with spinal cord injuries and disorders. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I want to talk about some announcements from the Chamber. So first of all, we hope that you will join us. Our next member mixer is going to be at the Holiday in Yuma on September 28th. If you've never been to one of our mixers, they're super fun. It's basically just, it's a networking evening. There's food, there's beverages, and a lot of great company. Come meet with us. Even if you don't know anybody, we'll pair you up with somebody that is one of our regulars, and they'll take you around, and you can meet with everybody. We do a lot with the ambassadors, too. We usually have extra ambassadors on hand, and they'll take you around so you can meet everybody so you don't feel like you have to stand on the edge of the room, you know, because you don't know anybody and it seems like everybody already does. So come on, it's a great time and you're going to meet a lot of amazing people. On October 13th is our next Good Morning Yuma. It is going to be out at AWC and the program is going to be AWC. So I don't know exactly what they have on tap yet, other than I do know that they're going through rebranding and I think we're going to be hearing a lot about that. Then on October 19th, we snuck in an extra mixer because they're fun. I mean, and so why wouldn't you? And that's going to be at First Bank Yuma on Wednesday, October 19th. So a little bit different. They're usually the fourth Wednesdays. But as we were talking about on the break, we have a big mega mixer in Community Expo the following week, and we didn't want to throw them all in the same week. So October 28th is going to be the mega mixer followed by the Community Expo on October 29th. We are almost sold out of booth space. In fact, all of the booths with electricity are gone. So, Ross, you got like some of the last ones.
Excellent. Well, so I'm taken care of.
You are taken care of. You are taken care of. Absolutely. But we do still have some regular booths left, and we are doing a Halloween theme with trick or treating. So we want to invite the community out. We want to invite businesses out. We want everybody come. Everybody just It's free to attend. The booths do cost money, of course, but it is free to attend for the community, so we hope that you'll come on out and check out what our latest businesses have to offer. Bring your kids in their Halloween costumes. We will be having a Halloween costume contest for everyone up to the age of 18. If you want to be in a Halloween costume contest and you're over the age of 18, we're going to be doing that with the Mega Mixer the night before. So, Russ, what are you dressing up as?
Nothing.
Nothing?
As a mechanic?
Just Russ.
Well, I was just waiting. I'm like, you know what, as a radio talk show host?
Could do that.
Okay, you could do that? That works.
Dress up as Lance Armstrong.
Or as a non-essential.
As a non-essential, oh dear. You're absolutely essential, so I don't know how you would do that. So we will be having a costume contest with that as well. And then I want to start letting everybody know, on Friday, December 9th, we're going to be having our Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament. And so 2 years ago, it was the fog open, and last year it was cold and rainy. So everybody, fingers crossed, we get good weather this year. We moved it to Friday instead of Saturday, so maybe, I don't know. But Wendy, were you there the first year? It was, oh my gosh, I don't know why we had to have, it was so foggy. I've never seen fog like that in Arizona. I mean, it was just, and I remember that we had to have somebody sitting, for the insurance purposes, we had to have somebody sitting near the green on the hole-in-one to see if anybody got a hole-in-one. Like, why? They can't see the green. You know, it's like hole-in-one. I mean, they don't even know where the flag is to hit the golf ball to it. So it was, and it just stayed. I mean, I thought, oh, it'll burn off by like 9 or 10. No, it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was still super foggy. So hopefully this year it'll be a lot less foggy than it was, but we all still had a good time, and that was the important thing. Everybody came out, we golfed, you know, we had lunch, we all had a good time. It just, you know, and these are, for those that don't know, the Chamber of Commerce, we are actually a nonprofit. A lot of people think we're part of the city or funded by the city or the county or someone else, and we are not. 100% of our proceeds come from our membership fees and our events, so that is the only way we can function, because we're a nonprofit similar to other nonprofits. We're a C6 and a C3, which there's a little difference, but for the most part, we are not city or county funded. They are members just like everyone else and pay dues just like everyone else at the same rate as everybody else. So there's not a lot of money coming in that way. So just it's one of the most common misconceptions I get. You know, people come to me and I'll even say, no, I don't work for the city. And they'll still say something. Well, what's the city? And I'm like, I don't work for the city. I work for the chamber. And that is by design, because the chamber sometimes has to go to the city on behalf of a business. And we want to be sure that we are always in the business's corner, even if we don't agree with something the city is doing, which so far, fortunately for me, hasn't happened in the 2 years I've been here. The city and the county and all the cities have been very easy to work with. So with that, let's get back to the show. We, of course, have Russ Clark in the studio with us. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Morning. And we have Wendy Stewart with Edward Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are talking Alzheimer's this morning. Speaking of nonprofits.
Good, I forgot.
Oh, my. Russ, yeah, you know what, though? It's kind of one of those things, because we've all known people with Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
My uncle passed from it, and your father-in-law,
yeah.
and Russ's dad, and it's kind of one of those things that it's so sad, and it's not that we mean to make light of it, but it's so sad that it's kind of one of those things sometimes, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
just got to accept it. I mean, if
exactly.
It is, and that's all, then you do the best you can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm a person that deals with hard things with humor. That's just who I am. I tend to, it's not that I'm making light of the situation.
No.
I deal with tough stuff with humor.
Right. And that's the part where it's tough, is, you know, again, the caregivers, you know, not only the person fighting that has Alzheimer's or dementia, but the caregivers as well. Right now, 1 in 3 seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. So I do want to mention that it is very prevalent. It is also one of the most expensive diseases, with a lifetime cost of care of more than $370,000.
So people could have dementia for long periods.
Mm-hmm. It may not be just the long period, but the intensity of the care that they need.
Because it's 24/7.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If they get to a memory care unit or if they have in home, it's 24/7, yes. Because it does change a lot of how that person may function.
Mm-hmm.
Might be too much for the spouse or the caregiver to do independently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and since we've got a family member now that, and they've now had to hire somebody to come. A different family member.
It's too much for a lot of people.
It is.
Well, that's intense.
And what we discovered was she would forget if she was taking her meds, and she'd open her pill pot. And so her spouse was finding pills all over the kitchen. Because, and so she wasn't taking her meds for her other illnesses that she had. And then sometimes she'd end up taking two. And every couple of months she was hospitalized for something else, not for dementia.
Oh,
but it was because she was either undertaking or overtaking her medication because the dementia was causing her to not self-medicate properly.
Right. And so that's, again, where I think sometimes people misunderstand. I mean, it's that sometimes when you have that Alzheimer's or dementia, there's a lot of things that you may not remember that you did or did not do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to make other issues, healthcare issues, harder for them to recover from.
Well, and the other thing was, because I said, well, she's got little blister packs that are marked breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. The problem was her sleep schedule.
Yes.
Because they don't remember what day is it, what time is it, is it really morning? And so she might take an hour nap in the afternoon and think it's morning and open her next day's morning meds instead of her dinner meds, not realizing that it was really dinner time, not breakfast.
That's personal.
Yeah.
I do want to mention, though, you can't really plan on having Alzheimer's or dementia, right? That's not something you can plan for.
No.
But one of the things you can plan for is long-term care. So if that is something that runs in your family or something you'd like to consider, please reach out to me. I am doing a seminar on November 15th at the beautiful historic Colorado Crossing Park. So my number is 342-9564 if you'd like to attend that.
Okay, we'll get back to that after the break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
We have the world at our fingertips. Inspiration in our touch and power in our hands. Our hands, gentle enough to hold the next generation, yet strong enough to build movements that can change the world. Our hands can build relationships, frame ideas, and empower communities. We have the ability to share and imagine, create and comfort, love and heal the world around us. And it doesn't stop there. Right here. In our hands, we have the power to save a life. If you see a teen or adult suddenly collapse, call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest. The power is in your hands. Anthem Foundation is the proud national supporter of the American Heart Association's hands-only CPR campaign.
It always bugs me when I hear Christmas shopping commercials before Thanksgiving. It's just too early. That said, it's not too early for me to talk to you about Thanksgiving now. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Can you imagine what it would be like to show up for your family Thanksgiving dinner about 31 pounds lighter? Heads would turn and jaws would drop. Well, the average Plan Z dieter loses 31 pounds in just 50 days. If you get started soon, you have time to drop that weight and waltz into that holiday dinner looking and feeling great. Plan Z is a real food diet. Nothing from a box, no magic shakes, real food. There are hundreds of tasty recipes, too. My ZR50 Crave Control Spray puts you in control of your diet. It's designed to keep your cravings down, along with all the rest of the nasty stuff that happens when you try to diet. Sanity at last is how one dieter put it. If you've been thinking about a diet, now's the time to act. Instead of waiting till January 2023 to start another diet, you can get this one done before the holidays even start. Celebrate thinner this year. Check us out at PlanZDiet.com.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back. Maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Coming to smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Grown-ups, devise a plan and follow it. Children, do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Hey.
Good morning. Do you remember what we're talking about today? Just checking?
Yeah.
Doing a wellness check.
Memory loss.
Memory loss. Okay. And we have Wendy Stewart with Edward Jones, but we're here to talk about Walk-In Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, just so everybody knows, it's, I have family and friends that are even currently affected by this. I deal with it with humor. So we're like, this is just so sad.
It
it's
so how long have you been with Edward Jones?
2.5 years. 2.5 years. I was in healthcare for 20 years.
Okay.
Understand kind of the, you know, healthcare side of it.
Okay.
And absolutely love working with people and love numbers. So I found my dream job.
Really?
Yes. I love my job. I love what I do. Yeah.
But you still want to keep your feet in some of the healthcare issues.
Definitely.
You care about the health.
Absolutely. You know, and that's why the Alzheimer's Association is so important, because I've seen that from working in the
Is it something with family members or just friends, or just because you've been associated with it with others that were sick?
Definitely, you know, family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, our team, they've all had somebody in their family that has been affected by it. So whether it be a grandma or a sister or a father, you know, we all have a reason that we want to be there to walk. And again, it is Saturday, November 12th. You can sign up a team before that, or you can register at the time of the event. Registration opens at 7 a.m. It will be at West Wetlands Park.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in even having like an exhibit table, you can do that, and that will sign you up for the walk as well as having a table there. So that starts at $500.
West Wetlands, that's where the castle park.
It is.
Okay, that
yes.
area. So it's near that?
It is. It is actually, I think, pretty close to the castle, more so than the boat dock, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll see a lot of
there's
balloons,
quite
a lot of people.
It'll be easy to find.
I was saying, last year it was hard to miss.
Yes.
When I was there.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It was, I don't know what it's in it this year, but if it's in the same place.
It's the same, yeah.
I just don't want to join the party and realize I've been in the Kinsey Airs for 2 hours.
There will be a lot of purple. Of course, the Kinsey Airs will be purple too, but there will be a lot,
be
of,
a
purple,
lot of purple.
And
yeah.
a lot of people wearing their Walk Down Alzheimer's t shirts.
Yeah, their purple shirts.
Their purple shirts, mm-hmm. yeah. Because I think Peyton still has his champion yard sign. I think it's in his bedroom, but yeah.
So I can ride my bicycle.
You can
just don't run people over.
You can ride your bicycle there.
I do it a lot.
It's a great place to ride bicycles.
Yeah.
And there will also be a flower garden. I do want to mention that. So if you want to buy a flower to show support for somebody who is currently fighting Alzheimer's, caregiver, there's different colors that represent different meanings of our Alzheimer's walk. So you are so welcome to do
and
that.
What time is this thing?
The walk starts at 8 a.m.
Oh, great.
Registration.
I know that.
Actually, I want to say the walk starts at 9 o'clock. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think registration might be at
registration
8.
Registration is at 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if he shows up at 8, it'll be okay.
You can walk on our team if you want. You'll be the only guy, but I think they're used to that.
I'm just glad there's people.
Yeah.
I'm just glad there's people.
I know, absolutely.
So I have a question. Okay, so we're talking about the Walk Down Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So, but what else are you looking for as far as, like, what if I can't walk, don't want to walk, I'm out of town that weekend, or want to help in another way, or, I mean, because there's multiple ways to support without joining a team and walking, correct?
Yes. That is a great question. I'm sorry, clarify. Registration is at 8 a.m. for sure.
Okay.
And the walk starts at 9:30.
Perfect.
My apologies.
No,
so if you want to support the walk in other ways, you can absolutely go to the Alzheimer's Association. You can search for a team in your area, and you can donate straight to that team. And all, like I said, all of that goes to the Alzheimer's Association. So there are a lot of great local teams here.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to support them monetary-wise. Another way to support them is if you see one of the teams post their upcoming fundraiser on social media, please share that so that we can get the word out that we're doing
mm-hmm.
this fundraiser. I tried to make a database on my business page, which is facebook.com/wendy.stewart.mba. You can go there as well to see what some of the local teams are doing. So we have garage sales, movie takeovers, restaurant takeovers, and not just our own team here at Edward Jones, but other teams that are here trying to support and raise funds.
Right. And then do you know if they're looking for volunteers too? Because I know, and the reason I'm asking is just because Peyton last year, when he did the walk, he ended up not walking. He ended up at one of the water stations. So
absolutely.
He still raised the money for the walk, but then he didn't actually walk because he volunteered that day instead.
Absolutely. I'm sure they could use volunteers that day. So if you show up and you're not able to walk, but you want to help out at one of the tables or one of the stations, just come or reach out to Vanessa, who is the Tucson representative for Alzheimer's Association. And her number is 520-230-1754.
Perfect.
And if they want to call you for just...
Happy to help. My number is 928-342-9564.
And I'm just thinking, we were talking about, right before the break, because we just barely got it out before the break. So I can't plan for Alzheimer's, but I'm sure I can plan for the expense.
Yes.
Of whether it's Alzheimer's or cancer is expensive. I mean, there's...
Absolutely.
If you get a long-term illness, it's expensive no matter what it is. And so can you talk a little bit more, the seminar you have coming up?
Right. So we're going to be talking about the long-term care research in America. Again, where it might not be just Alzheimer's or dementia, but something that will incur a longer term care than maybe, 60 days, 90 days. We're able to fit that in either through your retirement plan or other options. So we'll be addressing that. It is free to attend. It's a Tuesday, November 16th, at the historic Colorado Crossing, formerly the Quartermaster Depot. I'm going to have a nice security board, wine, and an expert speaker that we're bringing in from out of town.
Oh, so I'm like, I've been there now.
Have you a security board?
Well, Mario, he's brought me some, I've gone there just to grab security board stuff. Yeah, when he closed up for the summer to go to Italy, I went and actually purchased some of those stuff that he had.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't
much less sell a charcuterie board to you, let alone put one together, but I do enjoy seeing them and eating them.
I didn't put it together. I put it all in the baggies in my fridge and just grazed as I needed to. It didn't look pretty, but it tasted the same.
I love that. And if you would like to register to attend, just contact me at my number again, 342-9564. And I do feel it's important, sometimes we'll kind of joke and say, we'll leave that to our kids to worry about. But really, if you can put that as something you think about now and
mm-hmm.
plan for now, it really does relieve it for our kids not to have to be the ones who are the caretakers, especially when we have smaller families that we have to depend on. So it's
mm-hmm.
something that's near and dear to my heart, and I'm really excited to bring in a speaker to talk about this.
So you caught my attention when you said somebody had Alzheimer's in their 50s. I'm like, I thought I had plenty of time, but we don't.
You got no more time.
I have no more time. And with that, we do have to go, actually. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Wendy. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
One News Network is losing more often than winning. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
You can earn a substantial income by farming for the city. All you need to do is take your crop to market and win the competition for the consumer dollars. There is a well-proven strategy for winning this competition. You will find it embedded in MetroFarm, the guide to growing in or near the city for the city.
Polyface Farms, Joel Salatin.
Few how-to books could be more appropriate for our times than MetroFarm, a truly comprehensive manual. MetroFarm makes the whole embedded food system deal. It's a must-read.
USDA Director Bud Kerr.
Big book. MetroFarm describes the agronomic, economic, and managerial concepts required to generate substantial profits from agricultural locales near metropolitan areas.
Before you plant your seeds, pick up a copy of the Ben Franklin Book of the Year award-winning MetroFarm. Then plant your seeds and win the dollars. MetroFarm.com. MetroFarm.com.
A recent Yahoo News YouGov poll showed that nearly 2 out of every 3 MSNBC viewers believed their side was losing on political issues that mattered most. Overall, 48% of respondents admitted to feeling like their side was losing, but when broken down into subgroups, 63% of MSNBC viewers reported feeling like their side had been losing more than winning. In contrast, 48% of Fox News viewers said their side is losing more than winning, and 45% of CNN viewers admitted to feeling the same. Question, which side do you think is doing most of the losing, the right or the left?
Hey Gen Z, talking to you. Did you know that HIV is still a problem in the U.S.? Did you know that HIV is not the same as AIDS? Did you know that all genders are vulnerable to HIV? Did you know that current treatments for HIV can prevent the disease from progressing and prevent transmission to others? Did you know that when HIV is undetectable, it is also untransmissible? Did you know that 21% of new HIV cases in the U.S. occur among those ages 13 to 24? Now you know. Get the facts about HIV and get tested. Everyone should get tested at least once as part of routine health care. People with higher risk factors should be tested at least once a year. The Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation can help you learn more and find free, fast, confidential testing near you at etaf.org/resources. That's etaf.org to learn more.
Picture yourself doing more, earning more, and helping more. In 7 weeks, for $149, a new career as a tax pro could be yours by completing H&R Block's Income Tax Course. Just imagine, extra income, flexible schedule. With the Income Tax Course, it's all right in front of you. So give yourself a whole new outlook. Enroll in H&R Block's Virtual Tax Course today at hrblock.com/beapro or call your local H&R Block office. That's hrblock.com/beapro.
The preceding show on 560 KVLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KVLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KVLU, Yuma.